This is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness Radio broadcast coming to you today from Branson, Missouri, near Branson, about 17 and a half miles east, out on Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. I went to Australia. I've been there 9 times because a great move of God was prophesied that'll be there through Brother David Duplessis. And he actually sent me there. That's a long story I'm not telling right now. But I've gone there 9 times, and this move of the Spirit, we see it coming. And I was there preaching at Margaret Court's church. Margaret Court is a great tennis champion. She has more Grand Slams than any other person, male or female. She's won more. You don't hear too much about her here in America, but she's a legend in Australia. And she has a big church, a Bible school, missions around the world. She's a wonderful woman. And her youth leader came to me and said, "Will you speak to my group?" I think they're between the ages of 13 and 19, something like that, 13 and 18, 17, I don't know. They were that age group. And he said, "Chip tells me that young people like you," and they do, "that his youth for Christ like you," or not youth for Christ, but champions for Christ. And he said, "Will you speak to my youth group?" Well, now, I was going to speak at Margaret's school. I was going to speak at her church. I was seeking God what to speak. I did not have to seek God 1 second. There came up inside me a phrase. And the phrase was, "Voices and visions." Voices and visions. It is written that your young men shall have visions. That means all your young people. They shall also hear voices. And he said, it is written, it shall happen in this last day. The visions and voices shall be increased. And I want you to tell them how to receive them when they're of me, and how to reject them, how to judge them and reject them when they are the enemy. The enemy would like you to see things. So you have to know when it's him. We're talking about being led by God. Even now, we've been talking about visions and dreams. You have to know when the devil gives you a dream, or he gives you a vision. So on that day of Pentecost, here is what is actually written in the Word. Of course, the Holy Ghost came down and fire was upon their heads. They were speaking with tongues and prophesying. Some thought they were drunk. And Peter said, "These are not drunken," chapter 2, Acts, "as you suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day," 9 o'clock in the morning. "But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out of my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men or your young people shall see visions, and your old men or your old people shall see dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaidens I will pour out in those days of my Spirit, and they shall prophesy." So I spoke what the Spirit led me to speak, to tell them, and my young 21-year-old grandson sitting across here is the radio engineer. We've got on our archives, his sister, his Aunt Shelley had him do it 1 week. I had him do it at one time. You can see it. I think it's written right there. You can go back on the radio archives and can hear about his vision of Jesus. I think more than one. One was a dream, one was a vision. I think he told them both. So I'm talking to these young people, and the Lord has me to tell them, you do not believe every spirit. He tells them to be sure that they're not afraid when he does lead them this way, but he is going to give you more leading and guiding this way if you know how to judge them or how to test the spirits. And so I tell my grandchildren, whenever you have a vision, whenever you have a dream, give it the test. Here's the test. 1 John 4:4. Well, we'll start with 4:1. "Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits," that means test the spirits, "whether they are of God. For many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know you the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist, whereof you have heard that he should come. and even now already is in the world. You are of God, little children, and have overcome them. Them who? Them false spirits, them evil spirits, them spirits of Antichrist. Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Brother Hagin taught us to say, the greater one, I am of God, the greater one lives in me. He's greater than any circumstance I face. He's greater than Satan himself. He's greater than any low-level devil that tries to come and give me a dream. Now, how do you give the test? When Brother Hagin would say to Jesus, he had lots of open visions of Jesus, and I think this is one reason why the Lord knew that he wouldn't be fooled. He would say to Jesus, I see you standing there. You look like Jesus. You sound like Jesus. But I want you to give me two scriptures that corroborate what you say. For it is written, out of the mouth of two or three witnesses shall everything be established. And Jesus was ever so pleased to do so. And he would always give Brother Hagin two scriptures. And then sometimes he'd give him three or more. So I would say, like to Brandon, who's sitting across from me. Now, Brandon, he's had an angel come into his room. He's had Jesus come into his room. Say, do you confess that Jesus Christ comes in the flesh or came in the flesh? If it's Jesus, for sure, he'll say, yes, I am he that came in the flesh. He'll say something about it. If it's not from the Lord, you won't hear anything else. The thing will be silent because they have a limit on them. God put it on them. They cannot. When they're manifesting in the spirit, they cannot say, Jesus Christ came in the flesh. Let's say a false prophet comes to your door and he's really ministering under the evil spirit, not just his own flesh. People can do crazy things out of their own flesh. But let's say a demon's behind it and the demon's manifesting and he's prophesying to you. And you say, do you confess that Jesus Christ came in the flesh? He can't say it. Now, if he's just in his own and no spirits behind it, he could say Jesus Christ came in the flesh. You still got to judge. But a spirit in operation cannot say Jesus Christ came in the flesh. And so we taught them how the Bible says that Satan will, he will present himself as an angel of light. Mama Jenkins, 102 years old in February, next month, she said that she's seen Satan. The Lord has let her see him in the kingdom of darkness. And she said, he doesn't have a red suit and a forked pitchfork and a red tail. Actually, that came from a poem that was written many years ago, a poetic work. But he was very handsome, she said, in a very cold way. I'm reading another book by a lady who saw him, and she said the same thing, very handsome. And he can present himself as something handsome. I think Mama's used the word pretty. He's pretty. So we're not going to be deceived. And I'm going to read to you now from a book by Grace Ryerson Roos. Grace Roos was a woman I knew. Oh, she and her husband, how they did know God. And after she's passed away, her children have given us the right to make her books. And so we do. They're some of the best you can get. She has a wonderful one on the voice and the leading of God. We will send it to you for only $1 plus shipping. And the one I'm going to read to you right now is Spiritual Warfare. We will send it to you for only $1 plus shipping if you call us at 1-800-972-3447. 1-800-972-3447. I'm going to read you from Try the Spirits. She's talking about spiritual warfare, and she's talking about trying the spirits. We are living in a great and terrible days. Great in that God is revealing himself and his purposes for the last days, giving us greater understanding than ever before, but terrible from the standpoint of what many of God's sons in the making are going through. Reports come from many that Satan is attacking with a ferocity they never experienced before. Such clouds of darkness, delusions, condemnations, attacks upon mind and body. In some cases, he seeks to break down the body and then he attacks the mind. A recent letter from a missionary in Brazil read, I worked so hard under such strenuous conditions that I exhausted my physical strength. As a result, my nerves also began troubling me, and my nervous system seemed to go to pieces. Then terrible periods of depression began to lay hold on me. And it seemed as time, at times, quite often, that my ministry was through. It seemed as if I had failed, and there is no hope for me. Now, that was the letter from the missionary. This is Grace's answer, comments. It is something when Satan can so overflow the soul and mind of an earnest believer, a soul winner and devoted to God, to work such confusion and bring such condemnation over nothing, until they, like this missionary, write, quote, "It seemed as if I had failed, and there is no hope for me," end quote. This is the day of deceiving spirits. A day to, quote, "Believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they be of God." 1 John 4, verse 1. 1 Corinthians 2:15 declares, quote, "He that is spiritual judges all things." There is a new subtlety in the way Satan comes in on forbidden ground. Now, I want you to listen to this, prayers. Listen to this, spiritual people. There's a new subtlety in the way Satan comes in on forbidden ground, deceiving many by using the same, quote, wavelength on which we are in the habit of hearing from God. He is the arch deceiver and cunning. If one is not aware, we will receive what he says is from the Lord, quote. And she's going to read to you second, quote, 2 Corinthians 11:14. "No marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light." Are you in such an experience now? Are you fighting these demon hordes and holding your ground by stark faith with nothing else? Don't be discouraged or deceived. God, no doubt, he absolutely will help you to realize afresh and anew how complete is the victory of Calvary. God wants us to know that we are not Satan's victims, but his victors. Beware of this deceiver who presents himself as an angel of light, imitating the ways of the Lord, seeking to copy his voice and his manner of speaking to us. Be on the alert, watching and praying, quote, "For we are not ignorant of Satan's devices." 2 Corinthians 2:11. "For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil." 1 John 3:8. "And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony." God is now producing a people who know their God. How will we get ready to know him? Is it not in the fight? Where do we learn that we're more than conquerors through him that loved us, but in the thick of the fight to overcome the devil? Where do we learn he's a deceiver and deadly and cunning by being exposed to his wiles and lies? Merely putting on a uniform does not make one a soldier. Engaging in the heat of the battle does. Do not let this depress you. Look at the other side of the picture. Once we learn these things, we are formidable in the spirit. We are not deceived. We are not afraid. Having learned the truth will make you free. You take the blood of Jesus and you put the test to that spirit and you say, "Uh-oh, I'm using the blood on me. Out of here, you low-level devil. Out of my life. You're not leading and guiding me." In Jesus' name, I say to you, shalom.